The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. The way I've been looking at this, both in Jackson and Josephine County, the charter changes. It's all hands on deck. And no, I'm not going to be fair and balanced about it because I'm not fair and balanced about communism. Okay? I'm not fair and balanced about poison being injected into our counties and the attempt to upend the government, which has actually served us so well for so many years, hundreds of years in some cases, all right? And I wanted to talk about the Jackson County measures here for a little bit, 15-224, 225, and 226. And joining me are Joyce and Michelangelo. Joyce Michelangelo, you are the president of the Jackson County Republican Women. Isn't that right, Joyce? Welcome in.
Thank you. Yes, that's my title. I am the president of the Jackson County Republican Women.
Okay. When someone's yelling, they're yelling at you, right? It's there it goes.
Yes, I'm new to the job, so I do have an excuse a little bit.
Okay, but now you're a seasoned hand. Let me talk with Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts. How you doing, Colleen? Great to have you back, Commissioner. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on. And I am also a member of the Jackson County Women's Organization, and Joyce does a great job.
Okay. Well, now that I'm dealing with two Republican women, I do not want to be accused of mansplaining. Okay. So let's just you hate to be that guy, right? Oh, you wouldn't let them talk, right? But tonight we're putting on a couple of town hall meetings, actually tonight and tomorrow night. And I was wondering if you could maybe one of you could or both of you just kind of hit this hard about what we're doing and what we're going to be doing tonight and tomorrow.
Well, we want to start off, I think.
Okay.
Go ahead, Colleen.
Well, okay, who wants to take the first one? Maybe that's how I should. That's the only thing I'll do as far as mansplaining. We'll just decide who goes first. All right, Joyce, why don't you kick it up first, okay? All right.
Okay, first I wanted to say thank you to you and your wife, Linda, and Commissioner Colleen Roberts, for doing the heavy lifting of getting this information out there. There is so much of there are so many things that happen when you get your voter pamphlet that people just kind of go cross-eyed, and they need to know that we currently have a county commission that is doing a wonderful job and is well known throughout the state, and we need to keep doing what's working well as it is. We don't need somebody coming in and saying, oh, they missed out on getting elected last time, so let's mess up everything. So that's where I am with these three measures. It's a lot of sour grapes, and it's not something that is going to help our county. Our county is already in very good shape.
You know, Commissioner, I'm going to direct the next question to Commissioner Roberts here. And the town hall meetings tonight in Eagle Point is where we're going to be doing it for tonight at the Ash Pole Center from 6 till 7. And tomorrow night's going to be the Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Springs Trees, where we're doing this. And like I said, 6 o'clock both nights that we're doing this. And I guess what I wanted to touch in with you here, Colleen, is that most of the people who are backing this are people who are either Democrats or have run and lost for county commission. Is that not the case in the group, Jackson County for All?
Well, that's true. The primary petitioners are failed commissioner candidates from the last election and former Commissioner Dave Gilmore. And it is seems to be mostly Democrat-led, but most disappointing is that most information has been, I'd say, not accurate, to say the least. I mean, from their very beginning of no additional expense to the taxpayer, everything has had to been walked back by their group because it wasn't true. And that's how they based information to get the signatures to get this on the ballot, and it's their transparency and their real lack of addressing factual information has been sorely lacking.
I've noticed that there was also a lot of attacking against the current board, and a lot of that seemed to be connected with as if somehow you were engaging in ethics problems by actually pointing out the problems with the ballot measures that were submitted by this group. I recall that a few months ago.
There was a real run on one complaint after another that of election law violation, a public meeting law violation. We know the law. You know, they were on TV. We know the law. This is a violation, and they have not been violations either. And those don't even get walked back even on their website. They're still out there like they're just hanging, you know, for the voter to realize they've got a huge problem here. And one they've tried to make and one that's false. And it's pretty disappointing to see that's the way they operate to try to change something so foundational as our county charter. And it was just too important to sit back and let this happen, which is why we got together to start planning these meetings so the voters can attend. They can get their questions answered. We don't want the voting populace bamboozled at election time. We want them to be able to have the full information, what's running behind all this false information, lack of transparency, and why they can vote no.
What is probably the biggest lack of transparency aspect in this, Commissioner, that in your opinion? The biggest lack of transparency, because the Democrats, of course, are really always, we want to be more transparent and more transparent as ever.
Yeah, they call, they, you know, increasing 3 to 5 commissioners more transparent, and they want to change the commission to nonpartisan. That'll be more transparent. And I think both lacks transparency in anything it accomplishes. When you have 3 commissioners, we know that you cannot talk about anything before you go to a meeting. Every discussion is held in an open and public meeting. So when a citizen attends a meeting and a decision's made, you go, well, where was this discussed? You know, how did you come to your vote? Mm-hmm. But when there's 5, that can go by the wayside, not shouldn't, but it can. And then for as far as I'm concerned about the nonpartisan, that totally loses transparency for the voter. I think the voter should have the right to know who they're voting for. And that takes that away as well. With you figure it out yourself if you can.
Yeah, well, as it is right now, that's essentially what they're hoping to do. Joyce Michelangelo with me now here too, president of the Jackson County Republican Women. You know, the what I was mentioning here a little bit earlier, what struck me about the nonpartisan push, and I know Josephine County already suffers under that right now. You know, they went to that a number of years ago. And everything about they try to make nonpartisan as in good, Joyce. But my concern has been about this is that people are uninformed enough about candidates right now. I mean, look at what happens when you try to elect a judge. You know, that's like, Joyce, when you try to go and figure out what are the political leanings of a judge. Have you ever tried to do that? I'm just curious if you've ever been as frustrated as me, you know, sometimes on that.
Oh, yes, I've been very frustrated. And we've had people come to us and say, what do you know about this judge? Do you know how they are affiliated? Do you know how they vote? And everything's kind of a secret. And even with the judges, quite often they will run unopposed. And so now you're kind of stuck. Do I vote for them or ignore it or what? And how do you find out? And 1 year I was told that there's a way that you can go to the Oregon bar and look up information on judges. And most of that was a non-starter. There was a little bit of information about the judge, but it wasn't anything that helped you with what's their party affiliation. How mm-hmm. do they rule on different things that come before them?
Yeah, how can we judge on something? How can we judge a judge? And you can even say the same thing about the sheriffs are nonpartisan. So everybody, the whole point of nonpartisan to me, not that partisanship is perfect. There are problems with partisanship too. But at least you have some basic principles that if someone says, hey, I'm a member of the Green Party, or I'm a member of Working Democrat, Working Families, or I'm a member of the Constitution Party, or I'm a member of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or whatever the case might be, you at least have some idea what point of view a a candidate is coming from, or at least their basic. It may not be perfect, because we know that there are different stripes even within parties. But, you know, this whole idea that somehow going nonpartisan makes it more transparent, to me, it makes it even more opaque than it already is. All right. So tonight, let's just talk about these events here, because as I've said, even before this morning here, Joyce and Commissioner Roberts, that I am not fair and balanced about this whatsoever, because when poison is being injected into our counties, both Josephine and Jackson County, we have no duty to be fair and balanced about it. It's about being truthful and just breaking this down. So if you're looking for having your questions answered in these town hall meetings, tonight we're doing this in Eagle Point, right? 6 o'clock, we're going to show up there and bring our dog and pony show, right?
That's right.
Okay, and that's going to be at the Ashpole Center, City Hall, 17 South Buchanan in Eagle Point, 6 till 7 tonight. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have another one of these great meetings for an hour, April 30th, tomorrow, from 6 to 7 at the Roxy Ann Grange. We've had several meetings there over the years. Great place. 1650 Spring Street in Medford. And I guess what Linda was telling me is that you're going to have big blow-ups of all the arguments against this. Festooned around. Is that true, Joyce and Colleen? Is that what's going to be happening with this one?
Yes. We have copies of the arguments in opposition to these measures that are on nice-sized sheets of paper that we're going to put around the room so it's easy for people to be able to stand and read them mm-hmm. and see how many of our people around town understand that this is just a boondoggle.
Yeah. All right. President Michelangelo, Commissioner Roberts, thank you both for popping in here. And we will talk here tonight in Eagle Point, tomorrow night at the City of Medford, in Medford over at the Roxy Ann Grange. And we're hoping for a great turnout. If you want to learn more and talk about this, get your questions answered, be at the Ashpole Center in Eagle Point tonight, 6 o'clock, or the Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street in Medford, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Thank you, ladies. Talk soon, all right? See you this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, 728 at KMED, KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show. With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10. The email of the day on the Bill Myers Show, sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. See all they have to offer at centralpointfamilydentistry.com and call for an appointment. Dr. Steve Nelson and his staff are next to Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant, just off Pine in Central Point.
Now, this is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Top aides of Biden secretly hatched a plan, according to the New York Post, this past fall to replace Karine Jean-Pierre by recruiting outside allies to nudge her out the door. She did make history in May of 22, but she became the first African-American and first openly gay person to hold the position and had developed the exasperating habit, it says, of reading canned answers directly from a binder to reporters at her regular briefings. I mean, it's impossible. How do you defend? Well, Joe Biden keeps messing up. Oh, yeah, he gets more done in an hour than most people can get done in a whole day. I mean, this is the crap they're defending.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force. Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
7:31. I thought I had Gene standing by. Oh, I guess Gene took off. Gene was telling me about a Bruce Willis movie he saw, and I asked him how old it was, and he said just a few years old, but he said it was Vice. It had to do about essentially artificial intelligence beings created to duplicate us, and then everything's fine until the artificially intelligent agencies or agent or the beings, rather, become self-aware. You ever think that sometimes? Yeah. It's almost as if society is being turned into every science fiction dystopian movie that we ever could have come about. Yeah, we got to fight back through our local government, if nothing else, all right? And I'm not saying that you can stop everything through the county commissions, but I have to tell you, at this point in time, if you are not trying to disrupt the state agenda, you're probably not doing your job. If all you're doing is laying down for the state of Oregon, which is the state agenda by definition, really, you're probably not doing your job. So we're going to talk to Chris Barnett about that. He's running for the position in Josephine County. We'll get him on here in a couple of minutes and see what's on his mind. I know I saw him at the Patriots conference on Saturday. He ended up leading everybody in the pledge, and let's see if what he has in addition to the pledge skills, okay? And I'm sure he does. Have that all coming up.
Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point is a family diner designed to please everyone in the family. Along with 13 burgers, there's 8 fresh sandwiches and 7 different melts, all served with fresh cut fries. There's Carolina chicken smothered in mushrooms, onions, bacon, cheddar cheese, and honey mustard sauce. There's 7 seafood baskets, hickory smoked ribeyes, chicken fried chicken and steak, and so much more. You're invited to Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point. Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Villa with your MC5 Morning News Update. The Medford School District is laying off 32 positions district-wide due to a $15 million budget shortfall over the next 2 years. District officials say they're proposing $7.5 million in budget cuts for the 2024-25 fiscal year. They also plan to use nearly $2 million in district reserves to minimize the impact on student services. The budget cuts will include 18 certified staff positions as well as 5 classified staff positions. MSD says the cuts are due to declining enrollment district-wide and a lack of special education funding from the state. A Grants Pass church will be taking over the Flying Lark facility. River Valley Church made the announcement to their congregation via their Facebook page Sunday morning. The church has begun the planning process for renovation and repurposing of the existing facility and plans to complete their move by spring of 2025. Cheese lovers from all around flocked to the Jackson County Expo Center this weekend for the Oregon Cheese Festival. The event, which started in 2007 with just 7 cheesemakers, has grown to feature more than 100 vendors filling the floor and balconies of the Expo Center. Artisan and specialty producers from Oregon and beyond displayed and gave out samples. The Cheese Festival wrapped up on Sunday. And for NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Veal. Hope you had a nice weekend, and Have a great start to your week.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
When the wind blows and storms roll through, do you get worried? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. If you answered yes, you may have a dangerous tree that could come down and cause property damage or worse. Call us and we'll inspect your trees and provide a no-obligation quote. If removal is necessary, we specialize in low impact. At Quality Tree Service, we love trees, but they shouldn't be keeping you up at night. We also offer senior and military discounts. Visit us at QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
737, Chris Barnett. He is running for Josephine County Commission. Hey, Chris, welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great.
All right. All right. Now, tell me a little. I know I saw you less than 48 hours ago at the Patriots meeting here, the Patriots conference, and I know you gave a talk a little bit later on. I had a bomb out at about noon or so. But tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've been around Josephine County lots of times. You married a local girl. My gosh. Worked over at KJO and KLDR there for a while. I guess you're still doing, some weekends there? Is that what you do these days?
Yeah, just doing the Saturday morning show on KLDR and KJO in the afternoon. But, you know, I got waivers from my other candidates, but one did not sign it. So I have to be off the air until I either win this or I'm out of the race. But winning it is what the primary goal is, so I can be back on the air. As you know, being in radio, Bill, it's fun. I've been doing it for 29 years at KLDR alone. So it's just a fun thing to be out in the community. As you know, Bill, you connect with people and you get a pulse of what's going on. And you know, I graduated from Hidden Valley here in Josephine County, and my wife is a local here. She's a native, and I've been here 43 years, so I know this area very well. And I joined the Air Force here. I retired 2 years ago from the Air Force. However, I got appointed to be the regional command chief for six states. So not only Oregon, but I got California, Washington, I've got Hawaii, Nevada.
What do you do in that particular position? Just curious. What do you do?
So I'm a chief, which is the highest NCO rank that you can make. It's really hard to make that rank. So I'm on the command staff, and we do the budget. We have a $76 million budget that we oversee, and we have planes. So we do aerospace education. We do cadet programs for youth ages 12 to 20. And we also do emergency services, which I am one of their search and rescue pilots. I am an FAA-certified drone pilot. So I go out, and I can help rescue people and find them. So we do that with our planes. We have the largest fleet of Cessnas in the world. And Civil Air Patrol is kind of a kept secret. It's the Air Force Auxiliary. It's a fourth component of the total force of the Air Force. And we're huge, but we're made up of volunteers from all over. I just happen to be military. So they want more military people to join to kind of advise. And it's just a great program, Bill. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's great.
Yeah, interesting. You know, it's funny how you said you had to get the waivers from your other opponents. And people had asked me a number of years ago, well, Bill, why don't you run for public office? And I said, hey, listen, I'd have to quit for a number of months, right? So that's kind of what happened with you. To an extent.
Yeah, it really is. It's like a hobby to me. I've been doing this forever, Bill. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't want to go around to my other candidates and tell them they couldn't do their hobbies anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was really unfortunate that just one candidate out of the bunch did not sign my waiver. So I have to be off the air. It was a station policy. And I'm okay with that. It's just that I want to be back on the air. Like, you know how it is. It's fun connecting with people. And so I want to do that. And I want to take Josephine County to the next level, Bill.
And what is that level, I guess, is what I would ask. Because Josephine County finds itself under great pressure. And a lot of it, of course, is still suffering from the timber wars of the 1980s. And I don't think you're one of those guys that's probably going to be able to say, hey, we're going to get back into the woods and we're going to be able to fix everything, because I've heard that kind of talk for about 30 years now, and probably not going to happen. But what is your plan if you were county commission? Because there are challenges in the budgeting there, truly.
There is, and I'm a small business owner, and my businesses are here. I volunteer. I'm in many clubs and organizations and stuff. So I've got experience in leadership as well in the military. So 33 years of experience doing that, working with big government. Okay. The Department of Defense is huge and nothing gets done quick. And I like that we have a smaller government here with the three commissioners. I'm not for the measure at all.
I was going to ask you that. Okay. So I don't have to ask that question. Yeah. I'll mark it off.
Yeah, so I'm a no on that one. I'm not for bigger government.
So. Okay, so people should be know who are listening should know then that Chris Barnett is not in favor of injecting poison into the Oregon, into the Josephine County, Oregon government system. Just so we know that, okay? I'll just put that.
Bingo. Thank you, Bill. And I figured I have a well-rounded background, and I live here, and I play here. My kids go to school here, and I'm seeing what's going on in government. And you know what? People always complain to me, hey, why'd that person get in? They have no experience, blah, blah. I go, well, you voted for them, didn't you? Well, no, I didn't vote. I go, well, then you don't get to complain. And the problem is we need people to vote for the best candidates at the time of the election. And we need good people to step up to the plate. And I've always sat on the back burner saying I'd never do it, Bill. Yeah, you get pushed too, I'm sure. And it's like, no, we need good people to do it. So I'm like, okay, I'm willing to walk into this territory. And once I'm in it, I'm going to lead and follow through the best I can. I want people to have faith in their government officials. And what I mean by that, I'm tired of people always complaining. They don't know until they're in that position. But I want some good I want to be a good example for Josephine County. I want to be a good ambassador for Josephine County. I want to go out there and do things and let people know what's going on. I'm very active on social media. I'm active in the public. I want people to know that we're not a secret. We do good things, and we want to provide services that are best for the residents of Josephine County with transparent leadership. So that's what I want.
Chris Barnett running for Josephine County Commission. On your website here, which, by the way, is votechrisbarnett.com, you have your priorities listed, and you were talking a bit about public safety for all citizens and people visiting the county. You're, and talking about economic development through tourism and such. But how do you end up paying for one of the main issues? What are some things that you're thinking about paying for one of the main issues here? Because even a taxing district right now for the Josephine County Sheriff is just a temporary fix, because none of it will keep up with the roaring inflation through the economy. Is this something which is you maybe put your pen and pencil to, maybe? What do you think?
Absolutely, Bill. This is one thing. So I did a ride along with the Sheriff's Department about a few weeks ago now. I was in law enforcement, so I'm a retired law enforcement officer from the Air Force. So I've been a sheriff volunteer. I've been an Oregon State Police volunteer. I step up to help my community when they're in a deficit. So we have no sheriff reserve program right now, none. We used to have one, and right now there's zero. And I said, hey, I would patrol if you would let me. Give me a car, I'll pay for my uniforms and gun again, and I'll go out and patrol and help the deficit of the sheriff's office. So I would love to work with Sheriff Daniel to say, hey, can we ignite that program again? Because it's free, labor for the county. And these are citizens that are in your communities that are willing to step up to help you.
Is there a challenge, though, and I'm just wondering if the reason why you don't have a sheriff's reserve unit right now in Josephine County, being that certification and liability issues. I'm wondering if why did it go away? Do we know? Just curious.
You know, from what I understand, those people that led the program are gone. So they either went to other departments or and nobody else wanted to pick it up, from my understanding of it when I went on the ride along. So it was like, hey, but we need some people to train up that program again. Let's build it up. It's just the same issue that's going on with the Grants Pass City Police Department. They have an auxiliary program, and they only have 10 people. And I go, well, couldn't you get more people to step up to patrol these parks, keep these drugs out, and keep people more, you know, on check? And they looked at each other and said, you know what? Yeah, I guess we could take some more volunteers. But they need to recruit, not just regular patrol officers. Get volunteers that don't cost you money, that money we don't have right now. So you gotta do things better and think outside the box. So I'd love to augment the sheriff's department.
Is there any pushback, though, from the uniform folks that would look at volunteers as getting in the way of perhaps hiring more uniformed officers? You know how the unions will tend to work at that.
A lot of the sheriff deputies that are hired right now were volunteers. They were reservists, and they got hired full time. So I was one of those that helped out and said, hey, you know what? I don't want to do this full time, but I'll do it part time. And there are requirements. You do go through a training camp. You do get up to speed on tactics. But what it is a deterrent and to help those officers that are alone at night or during the day. When they're out there by themselves, it's always good to have a backup officer with you. And, you know, presence is everything. The more you see out there, the more people kind of respect the law a little bit better, if you will, Bill. It's like that trooper on the side of the highway. Everybody slows down, right?
Right.
So it's just one of those things. Community policing, I believe in it. I really think that would help solve the problem instead of just giving more money for regular uniformed officers. I would love that. Trust me, if we can get money from the lottery or something like that to support our county's law enforcement, I'd be all over that. But I'm not in yet, Bill, so I'm not privy to all the information, but I definitely would make that a priority is public safety for all.
Homeless and drug abuse, Chris, it's a pretty much intractable problem. I know right now, Southern Oregon, not just the city of Grants Pass, is really we're waiting then for the decision of the Supreme Court in that Grants Pass lawsuit, okay? And I'm hoping that it gives us some more control over our destiny. But if it doesn't then, what would your response then be as a county commissioner? Let's say if it didn't work out and that essentially we have to work with the current situation. What then?
Well, I know the cities of Grants Pass and Cape Junction are incorporated cities, so they have their own governments there. The county really doesn't get involved with the city affairs. However, we have resources, and we'd like to work together and partner with those. I've reached out to Mayor Bristol, and I said, hey, I would love to help you out if I get elected to see how we can get a bite on this homeless issue and try to help it out.
How is she responding to that? Because, you know, there's been a lot of incoming from Mayor Bristol. Mayor Bristol's response has been that generally, at least, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it seems that we really can't do anything unless we have a low barrier shelter. So in other words, if we're not building shelters that you can't drink and drug yourself into oblivion and do whatever you want, then we can't do much about homeless. Would you agree with that pretty much the way it is right now or not?
Yeah, she basically, yes, wants to wait till the decision's made and we need a low barrier shelter. My approach is differently. I mean, I've been out with a group called Park Watch. Now I go and volunteer and do their signs, and they pick up needles and stuff at the park. They're doing a lot of good stuff, and they're made up of volunteers. But we can do some stuff as citizens to keep our parks clean as well, like clean them up. But however, the drug problem is the number one issue of the homeless problem. It is not they don't have a home to go to. They got kicked out of their homes. A lot of them did. Not all of them. A lot of them that I've interviewed on the street, and I have videos on my Facebook page, Bill. They all were past substance abuse or currently substance abuse, and they continue to do that. And I said, well, God, we need to get you some help. I just wish our criminal justice system was a little bit tougher to put these people into rehab and mandate it and had drug testing and get them clean so they can be contributors back to society like they once were.
It appears, though, that the challenge, even with House Bill 4002, have you gone through that by way?
No, not too much.
Okay, well, I've talked to enough police officers and people within the legal situation who are saying that there's just not enough teeth to it, and that and yet everyone's sitting around after the legislative session slapping each other on the back. Hey, look what we did, Chris. Yeah, we put a little Band-Aid on it, you know? And
The recriminalization of Measure 110, right?
Yeah. And I can't help but think that a lot of Republicans ended up just bailing out the Democrats in this election cycle because they gave them a fig leaf to hide behind. And then when it fails, as many state issues ultimately do, then Republicans won't be able to say, hey, I didn't vote for that. Yeah, you did, actually. But I guess that's a question for another time or an issue with another time. Does actually the county have as much, the actual unincorporated county have as much of a homelessness problem as the city of Grants Pass, though? How would you evaluate that?
It's not. I've been visiting, so as an apprentice, I'm kind of learning the job as I go right now before I'm even in the job. I've been meeting with department heads, and our parks department doesn't have the big homeless issue because they charge day use fees. So they can enforce the day use fees in the county parks. So I go, and we have some of the cleanest parks around in Josephine County. If you go out in the rural Josephine County, we have teeth. Hey, you have to pay for a day use pass or stay to overnight. We have camping and stuff like that. We can enforce. We have teeth in it. Now, the city parks are, you know, it's all from taxes. And so the citizens that pay taxes, like myself, and I have places in the city, I pay those taxes. And I'm like, these parks aren't even ours anymore. I don't understand. You can have a riverfront property at one of the parks and be on the Rogue River and not pay a dime. It just frustrates the taxpayers and frustrates me that why are we allowing this? And it's one of those things where the citizens are fed up, Bill. They just are.
What would you say about helping put a bit more trust in the government? I've noticed that many people will write me both about Jackson and Josephine County. Like I said, I have a toe in both counties. And there's not a lot of trust going on there. What do you think drives that, and what might a Chris Barnett candidacy do to help that out?
Well, I'm pretty transparent, Bill. People know about me. I've been here a long time, been in their communities. I'm not a secret. So people know that, hey, Chris Barnett, he does this, he does that. I do a lot of things, and I do a lot of good things for my own community. So I'm very transparent.
Now this is the time for you to brag. Tell me a little bit about what you do for the community then. Tell me.
So I post videos all the time on my social media. I text people. I'm on Messenger. I'm very tech savvy. So getting in today's world, people all have cell phones. People want to engage. People want to know what's going on. And I think the worst thing that government fails us is people didn't know the new law. People didn't know what was going on. Oh, I didn't know we changed that. Oh, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. It's because we're so busy in our lives, going to work, with our families, going home. We want to trust that our government is doing the job that we elected them to do, is to manage. And I think that if people have a better view and feeling of that, they're going to trust. And that's what I want to bring to the table. I want to be out in the community. I want to be approachable. I want an open-door policy. And I think people feel sometimes they're above, okay, and they're not approachable. And not all of them. I know some great people in government, they're very approachable, but I think we need more of that. And I just want to be one of those guys like you, Bill. You're out in your community. I'm just like you when it comes to talking to people and hearing their views, bringing them to the table. And I want to be a voice to all. Everybody, you know, puts this partisan issue on everything. Yeah, I'm a conservative. I tell people, yes, I'm a registered Republican. Yes, I am. And guess what? I'm going to do what's best for the people always. And the people here, you know, they believe in God, family, country, and freedom. And that's what I'm all about, Bill. I'm pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, and pro-private property rights. I'm for the Constitution. So, Bill, I've served my country my whole life. I've been serving others without looking at anything, but just helping people. And I think people finally see that, like, hey, Chris Barnett, this guy is – He helps everybody, and I've been doing that, and I've put my life on the line for years.
All right.
And for Josephine County.
Hey, Chris, What have you seen anything that the current Josephine County Board has done that gave you pause or that you would have done differently had you been on the board? Is there anything at all that they've done which you've kind of thinking, well, it didn't really hit the mark there? And what might you do differently in the future on such issues?
Well, and those things are like all of us candidates got our, you know, people treat us like we're already in the job. And I tell people, I go, look, until we're privy to all that information on the decision-making process, it's hard to judge anything in there. And people do judge. They say, oh, that person, well, how do you know the commissioners didn't have a meeting and that's what they agreed on? Mm-hmm. I'm not privy to all that information. There are some things where I go, huh. Yeah, like you said, what was there more to it in there? What was the deal on this?
Okay, well, okay. Let me just bring up an example: the Mike Pelfrey Library District withdrawal controversy. They took a lot of incoming on that thing. Did the commission do the right thing on that?
I think they did. They listened to the people and they gave them the option. Mr. Pelfrey, I know, had a right in what he brought to the table of saying, hey, why should I pay for the library when I want to opt out of the library? It's kind of like the irrigation district. The irrigation district is the same way. I'm in that district. You can pay to get out of the district. You pay a fee and you don't have to be part of that district anymore. So I thought, you know, that was kind of good to be heard, because I used the example of the irrigation district, what Mr. Pelfrey's argument was on that. And for them to listen to it, I thought was commendable. And then they had to bring it up to the state level. Now it's kind of like up in the air what's going on that. But they did listen to the citizen, and I think that's very important.
Okay, so there's nothing that the board has done that you actually take issue with, or nothing you would have done differently that you know? And you can't always just sit down on, well, I'm not privy to all of the decision-making process. I mean, this is a representative government. Our government leaders should be open and transparent about how they came to that. So I would think you kind of figure out what they're doing. Everything else okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes. Our county commissioners, I think we got a good balance with the three in there. You got different ideas and different ways of thinking in there, and that's why I like the smaller government bill. If you get the five part-time commissioners and full-time county manager under the 17-116, it gets confusing. Things aren't going to get done. The representation gets lost. I think if people go to these meetings every Wednesday, they have their weekly meetings at Ann Basker. You can go there and ask a question, and they give you an answer, and you get to hear the issues at hand. I think more people need to sign up for the text alerts. If you go to their homepage, Josephine County website, and you sign up for their text alerts, I get text alerts and everything that's going on and when and where. And I think if more people did that, they would kind of go, okay, I know a little bit about what's going on now. You can attend a lot of things via Zoom. I think that transparency is there for the public to get involved. Again, it comes down to finding the time. You know, people get busy.
All right. Now then, 30-second elevator pitch. I don't know how many elevators are in Grants Pass these days, but same with Medford. Someone says, okay, Chris, give me your pitch, why I should vote for you. I'll give you the final word.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me on your show today. Thank you very much for tackling the issues at hand. And thank you for getting to know me as a candidate for county commissioner, and I hope you choose wisely. With my vast, diverse background and experiences in leadership, government, business, and community service, I feel I'm ready for this next chapter of my life to serve the citizens of Josephine County. I want to put my experiences to work and help Josephine County, which needs more help than ever to provide services to you in the future. I want to build bridges, put you, the citizens, first. I want to be your voice and go into territory that others steer away from. I want to be your representative for all and serve you with my other backgrounds for over 43 years. Go to votechrisbarnett.com. I hope to earn your vote. Ballots go out this Wednesday. Please vote Chris Barnett for county commissioner. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Very good. Chris, good talking. Thank you. Well, be well. Okay.
Thank you.
And good luck. It is a shade before 8 o'clock.